Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am super, super pumped to have this guest with us today. Super pumped. Please help me welcome to the show, Debbie Pace. Debbie, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh. I'm super pumped. I have been looking forward to this, and we had to reschedule a couple of times, but you know what? We're going to make this happen. So, oh, my gosh. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Debbie Pace. Before we get there, I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. Life Transformation Radio is heard in over 63 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, Brazil, Malaysia, Japan. Even the Russians are listening. So thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight the transformational moment that changes our lives and how we use this to help others transform and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio, but join our Facebook group, Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and the Google Play Music app. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, and business owners and coaches who are doing amazing things and impacting the world around them. And Debbie does exactly that. If you have any questions for any guests that I bring on the show, you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So, Debbie, how are you doing?
I think you need a breath now. I'll talk for a second, right? I am so super excited to talk to you as well, Sean. I had you in my Facebook group doing a video last year. Gosh, I think it's been that long already. And and you're so inspirational yourself. And I think as a fellow veteran, we connected pretty deeply. And so I'm just really excited to be a part of your community and really help move the conversation forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, we connected and it was like, hey, come do the Be Live show. And then, you know, it's always funny when I hear the Be Live, I'm like, oh boy, we have a love hate relationship. And I ended up,
amen.
It was funny because we did the Be Live as my wife is driving. I'm in the passenger seat and we're literally driving to a speaking engagement. I am on the road and you're like, let's do this. You know, so that hasn't happened too many times, but, you know, you got to fit them in where you can get them in.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband still remembers that interview, actually. And he asked me if that's who I was talking to today. So you had a great impact on him and I'm sure lots of others in the community.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. So I titled this episode after the book Journal to Freedom. So the title is Journal to Freedom with Debbie Pace. Debbie is an inspirational leader and coach with an MBA, a triathlete, a firewalker four times and counting. She is a former U.S. Navy journalist with nearly three decades of award-winning military and commercial broadcast experience from radio and TV news anchoring and reporting to online news editing, writing and producing, and even some country music DJing. She is the author of The Journal to Freedom, an intensive personal development journal-based book to help people break through blockages holding them back from speaking their deep, authentic truth. Debbie pulls from her own experience, surviving a business bankruptcy, reinventing her business a handful of times, reconciling with her husband after a divorce, and becoming a competitive athlete again after 2 years of inactivity and two knee surgeries to create amazing tools and resources, empowering her community to overcome any and every obstacle, keeping them from fully owning their personal power. Her work includes coaching individuals and groups to bust through fears, find their voice, and become fully visible in life. In addition to intensive one-on-one coaching, Debbie's programs include an intense 12-week fear-busting, power-building program, a week-long fear-kicking course, among others. She is also the creator and host of the Show Up Show, a podcast that helps remove the technical overwhelm while bringing empowering mindset and healing tools to help her community get comfortable showing up for the microphone and for the camera. Her website is right there. Go to Emerge, WD as in Delta, WDP as in Paul, or .com. EmergeWDP.com. Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. It's all right there. Connect with Debbie. She is crushing it. So the first question after all that I always ask every guest is why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why join the Navy? Why have a podcast? Why be an author? What is your deep why for what you do?
Really, my deep why is to help women reconnect internally. As far as the Navy, I always felt there was something more than I grew up in Delaware, small state. I outgrew it by the age of 18, and I really felt like there was something so much more powerful that was waiting for me. And I believe, honestly, that through broadcasting and journalism, I created the skills to remove the technical overwhelm for a lot of people. And so we talk about visibility, which is really my expertise. It really is about removing those obstacles and getting to the heart of the matter, which is usually that there are some deep inner healings that need to take place. And I work with a lot of people who are really high achievers, and they just are so used to pushing and hustling and driving and going higher and higher, but they get to the top of that next mountain and it's lonely again, and they don't understand why they're not happy. And I love that you titled this Journal to Freedom, Sean, because that's actually my focus right now, and a gift that I'll have for your audience as well. But I'm focused on that because as we move forward in our business, sometimes we forget the masterpieces that we start with. And so I've gone back to really refocus on the Journal to Freedom as a starting point for people who weren't in my community 2 years ago, are just coming in, and may have maybe missed that foundational piece to look at their beliefs and patterns and behaviors, where they came from, and really kick them to the curb.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know that you what was a fear? There was a lie that you did before, and you're like, you got to get rid of the fear. You got to, like, kick it, like, get it out of here. Like, yeah.
Am I allowed to cuss on your show?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. It's called Kick the Shit Out of Fear.
That's what it was. Yep. That's what it was. So it was just like you don't hold back, you know? And I see these things in the lives and the all the intensive programs that you have, and it's transforming people's lives. So when I have guests on here and I'm like, life transformation, like literally you are transforming lives, and I absolutely love that. So
thank you.
So there's a lot there to cliche unpack, but this whole show is about the transformations that we have gone through. And just reading the intro bio, I can name three right off the top of my head, right? The knee surgeries, the Navy, the athlete, you know, media. So take us back, go back as far as you want. What was the transformational moment that put you on the path to what you're doing today? What changed your life?
There have been so many moments, and I think that sometimes we get caught up trying to find that one. So like in business, you know, that what's my passion, what's my focus. But I think it's been, you know, as business owners, we pivot. And so I can say that initially what got me into the online game really was about just feeling like there were people, you're going to laugh at me, but people crying out in the dark, and I had a solution for them, and I felt almost guilty, and like I was suffering because people needed my help. And it sounds, you know, it almost sounds a little bit narcissistic when I say it, but I remember telling my husband, there's something going on here and I am really unhappy and discontent and I don't understand what is going on with it. And so, you know, so it was that piece. And I think that each time I had a launch that failed or, you know, something that expectations that weren't met in my business, it prepared me a little bit more to work with the people I work with who are so hard on themselves and don't give themselves grace, but they don't realize that the thing they need more than anything is that healing, is really to stop pushing forward so hard, waiting for something to break or to open up, and really pause and go within. And it's almost like taking a step back and looking at, okay, where am I? Because I really want people to start where they are right now instead of trying to jump forward to the expectation of where they think they should be. And so I bridged that gap with people. And I really think it was because I went through so many, it was like, I still feel like I'm a 5-year-old or maybe even like a 2-year-old stumbling, learning to walk. And so the thing, each time I stumble and fall, that's another thing that I want to bring to my community. And another reason why. But I think the hardest thing for me, really, if there was one pivotal moment, it was really in the reconciling of my relationship and understanding that life wasn't meant to be all roses and easy. But if we can just stand fast, right? I love military terms. If we can just stand fast in our belief that something is meant to happen, and really keep taking decisive action to move forward, no matter how difficult it is, we're going to get there.
Boom. Love it. Like, great, great description. Someone needs to hear that. Because I know, you know, like, everybody, I believe, like, everybody's had a failed relationship, whether it be a failed marriage or, you know, you had a high school sweetheart or you had a friendship or some kind of a strained relationship with a family member, whatever, and they know exactly how that feels. They know exactly what you're talking about, you know, and so it's just they need to hear those words of what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think tenacity is a big thing. And so as I talk about relationships, my big thing is how you do one thing is how you do everything. And so bringing it to like the relationship and the business. And, you know, we talk about broken relationships. And one of the things that I found is that the biggest broken relationship with people in people's lives is the one with themselves. And I'm just trying to, like, it's funny, like, save as many souls as I can. But I'm really trying to help as many people as I possibly can understand that it's that needs healed first. Before, you know, before you can try and have an amazing relationship with another person, you got to know who you are. Because who are you really bringing to the game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding. So could you... If you had to look back, like, is there a way that you could pinpoint and say, you know, it was this right here that really got me into, you know, like the Show Up Show and your programs and coaching and mentoring, and like, can you pinpoint that one thing that made you get into it all?
I think I can maybe do a little bit better than that in saying that there's one thing that prevented me from quitting, all the little things.
Okay.
It's really, you know, I have two kids, 11 and 13, and they bought fully into my business and who I am and how I'm really meant to impact this world. And the one thing that keeps me from quitting is that I want to be a role model for them. I want them to see that despite ups and downs and trips and falls and unmet expectations, that there are successes and it's all worth it. And that if they just stay in the game, right, the tenacity, they'll overcome and they can accomplish anything they set their mind to.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I try to tell my kids kind of the same thing, you know, like my 4-year-old will be like, I can't. I'm like, yes, you can. You can do anything you want to do. Or my 15-year-old will be like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, well, I don't want to do a lot of things. But sometimes in life, you just have to do stuff that you don't like. You know, sometimes you just got to suck it up and do it. You know?
So yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, just, my kids are so over. Like, they're over the whole personal development and positive intention and all that stuff, right? But when I'm not looking, I see them. They talk to their friends differently. And, you know, so it's one of those things that's having to have that belief, even when around you, you don't see the results. And so, like, I get it. Like, the kids, at first they were all like, yeah, this is great. You help people. And then they were like, Mommy, I'm so over this whole mindset thing. Please don't talk to me about that anymore.
That's hilarious. So moving on. So what would you say that you, like, how do you take your why? How do you merge it with those transformational moments that you've had in life? And how do you elevate the world around you using these two aspects?
I have practices that the biggest key to that is going back within. And look, I have moments, Sean, where I just feel like I'm Lieutenant Dan and the storm is raging.
Oh, yeah.
And it's some days you're like, holy shit, I just don't know my way out of this. But then, you know, you just allow it to happen, just embrace it and then fall into grace at some point. You know, we all have, it's emotion. It's meant to be gone through. But when we can allow it to happen, release it, then what happens is I have this process of really stepping into grace. And that's the space I hold for my community as well. Nobody's going to tell you that you can't have an emotion, be disappointed, pissed off that you didn't meet an expectation in your business or that your relationship something happened, you know? And I think that if we can allow more people to, I say allow, but if we can hold space for more people to feel a little more comfortable just acknowledging that that exists within them, then you can actually move through it and then step into grace. I don't even know if I answered your question.
No, good. What that speaks to is like the power that people have that they really sometimes don't even realize that they have, you know, like that's what I hear when you say that. It's like, you have the power to do this, even though you don't believe it, you can do this and you're fully capable of doing it. That's what I get from that message right there.
Yeah, and some of the most powerful people in my life have been people who held that space for me or, you know, borrowed their belief. Even when in my own life I couldn't see it or couldn't believe it, I've had some really powerful people. And so there are so many components, and I know I haven't really just nailed your question, but there are so many components to being successful and being able to fall into a state of acceptance, because I think that's really what it's all about.
Speaking my language.
And so it's not one particular moment, because you read my bio. It's if I just reconciled my marriage after a divorce, that would be one thing. And I would say, yes, that's a pivotal moment. But it was at the same time that I was actually facing head on a business bankruptcy. I was the CEO and the founder, the owner. I had to make the decision.
Right.
With investor funds to go into a bankruptcy. If that doesn't, you know, for lack of a better term, if that doesn't show brass balls, I don't really know what does. but then there's that, you know, so there's so many things, and it's not a competition in life. So I would hope that none of your community would think, well, I haven't been through that, so maybe I'm not there yet. No, I had so much that I went through as a kid, as a young child, that this doesn't surprise me that I'm going through this kind of stuff as an adult, because it just builds on it. Our strength builds. And so even if you haven't had major things in your life to overcome, it doesn't mean that what you feel isn't completely overwhelming to you at times. It's just your version of where you need to learn tenacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. So you're moving forward, and I'm sure, you know, none of this happened overnight. Like, we see all the, I call them Facebookpreneurs and Facebookianaires, just popping up overnight successes. You know, I'm sure that this isn't the case, right? I mean, this is a long journey.
Yeah, no, I gotta be honest with you. I'm a smart cookie, and I fell for some shit. You know, I believe the stories, and I don't get me wrong, I believe that you can have massive success if you are in the right state of mind, you have your beliefs solid, and everything is in place for you without anything pulling you back. So I don't want to limit anyone else's success here. I just want to like put that little disclaimer in. But for me, I had a lot of work to do. I had a ton of work to do on myself, and I thought that I could just jump in. Everyone would love Debbie, and they would just see how much value and how I can really help them and the power of the healing that I brought, right? But it didn't work that way. And I had my own journey that I had to go through. And I'll tell you, I went to the depths of hell because, you know, you're thinking, I've been through so much in life. What else could I have to go through? Well, guess what? As a high achiever, you have to go back and go through it all over so that you actually heal through it this time instead of just pretending it doesn't exist.
Right. No, absolutely. There's so many times, and it's so stupid to say. There's like so many times I go through something, I'm like, man, that really sucked. And it sucked so bad that I decided to go through it a second time because I made the same freaking mistake. Like, ugh, this sucks.
It's so funny. You know? Yeah, it's funny, you know, because sometimes you get to the point you're like, okay, damn it. What is this pattern? Because I am not doing this again. I am so over this pattern, you know. But it's so funny because some people are just starting and they don't realize it. They don't understand. And then some people think, well, I'm going through it again. Well, I didn't learn anything or I must not be growing. No. It's like cobwebs. There's still some stuff in there you have to clear out to make sure that you can truly move to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think was the best part about it all? What do you think is the standout breakout moment of your transformation?
I love that.
That's the greatest response on podcasts. Okay. So for the listeners, if anybody's listening, when you're a guest, okay, and somebody asks, when somebody asks you a question and your initial response is, there's something juicy coming.
I have so many answers. One is that I'm not even sure it's happened yet because one of the things that I stopped is the expectation of I'm there now. Oh, okay. I'm in a good place now. Right. So there's that constant elevation because I'm asking for it. I'm saying this is where I want to be. So stuff is going to get pulled in for me that I'm going to have to overcome. And I'm going to get to that point too, where I'm going to say, damn, can I just coast for a moment? Can I just plateau for a minute here without another thing coming? But as far as something that was really stand out for me, I don't know. Ask me another question. Ask me the question again. Ask it a different way. I won't laugh, I promise.
So looking back at your entire journey, is there something that stands out to you that is part of your transformation that you're so blessed to have gone through, blessed to have experienced, something that made you stronger, better, faster, smoother, whatever it was, right? What is the best part about your journey thus far?
So the best part about my journey really is that every day, no matter what I go through, I wake up and I have two sets of young eyes looking at me, wondering what else I can teach them, what I can teach them today. But as far as there being one big moment that was kind of like pivotal or made it all worth it, I really think for me, and I don't think it has anything to do with business, but really, I trained for a half marathon this year, and less than 6 months after my second knee surgery, I ran the half. I put that in quotes, the half marathon, and my running team calls me Pogo because I didn't do it properly and I didn't train well, and I've been on a no running chit, as we just say in the Navy, right? So I've been on a no running chit for a couple of months, and I still have a triathlon coming up in 2 weeks. But what's really awesome is I realized my husband and I are going to relay it. So one of the big things I think that has happened in my life is my knees got taken out, literally. And I had to learn to lean on other people, and in ways that, Sean, I don't even know if I can articulate to you, but it helped me open up to community. And the fact that as an athlete, I'm leaning on my husband to get me through in the last leg of the triathlon, and we are truly pairing up and partnering up after we reconciled 4 years ago. It's been a journey, but to be able to lean on him and have him step in and say, I got you, it's the most powerful thing in the world.
Wow. See, that, I love that. I love that. So I don't believe it's all sunshine and rainbows, though.
No, I was just thinking that.
What's one of the most difficult parts of the transformation? What sticks out for you is like, oh, God, please, whatever you do, do not let me do that again. You know, like, what's one of the worst moments that you experienced?
Losing my belief. When, you know, when you build your life up around a certain identity, and for me, it was an athlete and I loved to dance. And so anytime life got tough or I needed an escape, I could always work out. My husband says, how did you not like get addicted to substances, or, you know, how do you not have addiction issues? You know? And I was like, well, I mean, there is food. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm still working on my relationship with food. But, you know, he says to me, I don't know how you did that, but when you get that identity ripped out from under you, it is, I lost my belief. My health suffered. I now have scoliosis, which I'm working to reverse. because of spending so much time on my back. And so even showing up in the way that I did for the last probably year or so, or not a year, but like from, I would say it ended about 6 months ago, but for about a year in my business, it was a struggle every day to even show up and do anything. And so like, that's definitely what I never, ever want to lose my ability to move. And because everything for an athlete, especially, everything is connected to your physical, because that's where your identity was. And so it's great, because on the flip side, I can say, well, it was awesome because I had to reinvent myself. I had to refine my identity and make it match something that was more serving to me than my physical appearance or my physical ability. But I'll tell you, I don't ever want to have to go through a physical issue like that again, because it had such lasting emotional impact for me and everyone around me, no doubt.
Wow. Yeah, I love diving deep. You know, when I listen to podcasts and I listen to shows, and there's some great ones out there, you know, I just feel like they only skim the surface. Like, they tell you what you need to hear or like whatever. I love the shows that are like super intimate. They're real raw, deep, you know what I mean? It kind of just makes for the best conversation. I've noticed as I've gone out and spoke everywhere that if I just lecture to someone, there's not really like a huge connection. You know, they got to know the material and whatever, but why should they care? And the more humanized you are and you tell your story and people connect to stories and they see the anguish and they see the tribulations that you've gone through and the transformation and the ups and downs and the roller coasters and everything, it just, I believe, gives you more credibility. Like, look, I wasn't born this. Like, Tony Robbins he wasn't born with a microphone.
Yeah.
He didn't come to be with, you know, this amazing, you know, inspirational power, whatever, you know? So I just believe that everything happens for a reason, and it just pushes you to where you're supposed to be going. So I really appreciate you sharing. I just don't think that there's a lot of shows that just gets real super vulnerable. You know, I like to dig below the surface and take a look at the iceberg, right? Because you only see the tip of the success. We never see the stuff we had to go through, the long nights, crying, relationships getting destroyed, friendships, bankruptcy, like the whole just – everybody just goes, well, they're so successful, I don't know how to do that. Well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, I think that your questions absolutely rock, by the way. I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh,
your questions are amazing. I'm one of those people, I just say, can I just never, ever have small talk again? I would just be very happy if that were the case.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah, because I don't do small talk, because I don't believe, and look, there's a time and a place for it, sure, but I don't believe it moves the needle forward in life, for especially for the people who need it. So thank you for following your passion and your calling and keeping this going and keeping the conversation going where it really needs to go. And I think that, you know, sometimes people think that when they have situations, they're in it alone. And really one of my big pushes is for people to not have to go through the suffering and the struggling alone. So no matter what moments you have, you know, all those difficult things, no matter what moments you have, I just want people to understand that there's always someone who's willing to hold space for them. And by being vulnerable and opening up, that's how you find them.
Yeah. Oh, so true. So, so very true. So you are an inspirational leader, a coach, podcast host. You've got a lot of things going on. But where do you derive your inspiration from? Are you Gary Vee, Grant Cardone? Or like, do you have certain influencers in your circle that you lean on more than like the famous people?
Well, I've done a lot of deep work and built my community up so that I've pulled in some really powerful friends and mentors who are in the same space. And they hold the same type of space to allow me to be me in those moments where people aren't watching me going, oh, you're always so positive. I'm like, oh, hell no, I am not always this way. Sometimes I need my people. And so, you know, I would say that 99% of it is the really powerhouses that I've surrounded myself with. Mentors have become friends as I've risen up, even though I don't think it's a hierarchy, by the way. But as I've risen into a higher energy and really owning my power, I've then started to be friends with the people who are my coaches and mentors. But I think if anyone was really instrumental in my life, it would have to be Brené Brown, because a lot of what I do is holding space for people to step into grace and learn, I'd say forgiveness, but really learn acceptance of the things that they've been rejecting or denying about themselves, and to really hold that mirror to their face to say, you want change, this is what you're doing, now let's move through it. So Brené Brown was definitely very instrumental for me in that. And I've done a lot of Tony Robbins stuff, and I've watched Gary Vee, and I love him. And I think that it's great that they're like, for Gary Vee, he's really very intense in the hustling. But what I found is that I coach high achievers. They don't have a hustle problem. They have a stop hustling problem, so I can look inside and figure out what the hell I'm going to do now problem. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I really, really like that. I just had a conversation like at the beginning of this week. And so in my military job, like I've been working afternoons and evenings, going in around 3, getting home at like 10, 11, you know, whatever. So the guy messaging, whatever, I don't remember what the time zone was, but he's like, isn't it like 2 a.m. there? Like, and we're just kind of talking back and forth. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just finishing up some things before I go to bed, and I'll get up at like 8, 9 o'clock or whatever. I'll be up all day to like 2 a.m. again, you know, whatever. He's like, man, you should probably go to sleep. Like, why are you awake? I'm like, because I'm an entrepreneur. I got shit to do. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, I got things to do, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't – 6-7 hours of sleep, I'm good. Like, I'll – keep on working and, you know, whatever. So I've got my family days. I've got my family time in the evenings and different things, you know. But most of the time when the kids are in bed and it's, like, just me time, whatever, like, I'm working. I'm hard. I'm, you know, trying to get things done. So
yeah,
just,
and my
business – it's funny.
Yeah. Like, my business has gone through cycles, too. I've gotten to a point where I'll have days – like, today is actually one of those days where it's hustle. I'm doing videos. I'm doing different interviews. I'm interviewing people for my podcast. And I have an event at 7 o'clock, you know, after we get off of here. And so I have days like that. But I was – and I used to have all my days like that. And I had burnout, and I had my own deep dive. But what I've done is I balance that out with some days where I say, no, I'm just going to play today. I put the procedures in place so that some things can run themselves. And today is a play day, or, you know, the weekends I've gotten really, really good. And I obviously I have this luxury. Not everyone does. You know, some people are true 9-to-5ers, but I always had the flexibility in what I was doing as a journalist to be able to build stuff throughout the day. And so, you know, it's a little bit different for me versus someone who's got a 9-to-5 and really trying to make that transition into being a full-time entrepreneur. But no matter where you are, I still think those boundaries that you can set for, even if I need 1 hour a day to just breathe and go introspectively, I'm going to get so much more peace. And then I can do more of what I need to do in a much more recharged state, instead of feeling like you're always giving to the business and you're leading to that eventual burnout. So I don't necessarily believe in the word balance, but I think when you set solid boundaries around the things that are non-negotiables for you, you start to feel a little less like you're constantly being neglected and more like an actual human being.
Got it. So, wow, I'm just blown away, like, trying to take notes and trying to just, you know, understand, like, the wisdom, like, you know, because I'm not too far along, but I'm not, like, in the beginning, like, I'm kind of just that, I'm kind of in between, you know, like, young adultish in business, you know what I mean? I'm not a teenager, but I'm not, like, a senior citizen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll probably never have it all figured out, but this is very, very helpful. You know, not just me, but to hear someone else say the things that I know for a fact you've either read on Facebook, heard on YouTube, heard another speaker say, heard an influencer say, but like it's all true. And as many times as it takes for us to hear it over and over and over and over again, maybe that's just what it takes. And then finally one day it's just going to click.
And so, you know, sometimes it truly is just hearing it at the moment that you're either open to receiving it or the moment that you really need to hear it. And because I can't tell you, Sean, how many times I've heard somebody say something and then it's the 7,237th time I heard it. I was like, oh, my God, now I get it, you know, but just we need to be in the space. And sometimes it's the right time blocking it, because I think a lot of high achievers, and I'm going to guess there's a lot of those in your space too, because you're a very high achiever, my friend. But, you know, a lot of times we don't really give ourselves, you know, that type of grace. And I think that, you know, you need to hear something more than once. A lot of times, I think they said something like 7 times, but I think that sometimes I need to hear something a little bit more than that. But, you know, as high achievers, we're so used to like, no, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure this out. But there comes a point where you kind of throw up your arms and you say, all right, my favorite words over the last probably 8 months have been, I'm open to receiving. And when I say that, it's like the resistance goes. And then all of a sudden, I'm actually truly open to hearing it. And I can, the things that I've heard in my own mind that I just am like, I know that didn't come from me. So, but some of them were really powerful answers, and they always led me on the path to finding what I was truly open to receiving.
Love it. It's like living an abundant mindset.
Yeah. I tried to, can I just be honest with you? That's what I want to say. I tried to manifest my way and like, positive. I'm a journaler. Come on, journal to freedom. I tried so long to write stuff into being and really manifest the crap out of it. I was like, yeah, I'm doing this. This is happening, right? But until I worked out that belief inside, I wasn't ready for any of it. And it was all powerful.
Right. All so powerful.
So that's why I say, like, if somebody says, well, I've invested in other programs and they didn't work, I'm like, well, you still need to move through this thing. So stop investing in programs until you figure out what it is that you need to move through or what you need to heal. Because until you do that, my pattern was buying programs I wasn't gonna need. You know, I mean, I say need, right? I learned things in every one of them, but I can tell you that if I did the inner work first, I could have saved myself probably $50,000 worth of investing.
I probably have a lot of emails with online summits I was supposed to attend and never did, or emails about this program, this one thing, that this, and like whatever. I was like, ugh.
I think we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace for that too, because we don't know what we don't know. We're going forward. We have really good marketers, and they are their own artists and healers as well. And they're pulling in people who are actually going to be healed from what they have to offer. But sometimes we're not there yet. And I think that the high achievers would tend to beat themselves up and say, oh my God, I bought this program and I didn't get out of it what I thought I would. Well, let's take a step back and say, what do you really need then? Because maybe what you need isn't in the program.
Yep. Nope. Absolutely. Love that. Totally agree with that. So as we start to wrap up the show, let's talk about resources that people have. So you have your Journal to Freedom. You also have the 12-week, the intensive, the power built. Like, you got all kinds of stuff. So talk about the resources that you have, and then talk about some of the resources that you would recommend to other people.
When you say talk about the resources I have, meaning what are the tools that I offer my community?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I would say anyone who ever comes into my community, the starting point is the Journal to Freedom. Because a lot of times we'll get bits and pieces of where to start, what to do, or some people just jump in, right? High achievers, we're gonna cram for the exam the night before, or we're gonna write the paper all in one day the day before it's due. You know, those are the kind of people we are. So we want it all right now. But the Journal to Freedom really starts you on, it's like ground zero for you. It's not a cookie cutter program. It's really asking empowering questions and really diving deep. It's similar to the type of questioning that you ask here, where you go really deep with your, you know, with your interviewees. It's the same type of stuff. And so for anyone who really is kind of tired of the game, tired of the patterns, tired of, like you said, I just don't want to go through this anymore. This is the place to start, because you get really honest with yourself, and then you start figuring out, oh, this isn't even my shit. And that is the most empowering part of the whole thing. It's like, oh God, it's not mine. I just dropped the bag. I'll just leave the bag here and I'll move forward without it. You know, and then of course, you know, from there you build back up. But you know, in any process you have to really dig deep and dive down to rise back up. And so that's really what I would recommend. If anyone were to do anything with me, it would definitely be the Journal to Freedom. It's a great place to start. And what I did in conjunction with that was I created this a meditation, because sometimes we just don't allow ourselves the time to stop, or we can't stop our minds from overthinking everything. So I created this 15-minute meditation. It's called Healing Your Soul. And really goes into very quickly, just goes inside, wipes stuff out, shines a bright light, and then, you know, just makes you feel really good. So those are two resources that I have that I pull from often in my community. And I would say if somebody wants to start anywhere with me, that would definitely be the place to go.
Awesome.
And then as far as my resources, I had to do a lot of work around money mindset. A lot of entrepreneurs who come online, especially people who are in the, I call them like healers and coaches, you know, we really are here to help other people heal. And so one of the things that comes with that is the stigma of, well, I'm here to help people, I can't charge for it. So there was a lot of work that I had to do based on money mindset. And one of the authors is actually pretty hilarious. And, you know, when you can do inner work and laugh at the same time, I think it's really good. So it's Jen Sincero, You Are a Badass at Making Money. And that was really one of the most impactful books for me, because it's not just about money. It really is about going deep. Another one is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. There's just a couple that I've read and I love. And, you know, another one was it was written by a journalist, Dan Harris. It's called 10% Happier, and it talks about how he, as this high-achieving, ego-based journalist, had to get out of his head and really start to learn to breathe and be silent and do that inner healing, because his health was suffering and he was on a really fast road to nowhere.
Got it. Very cool. So as we start to close the show, tell us where you're headed now. What kind of new adventures, businesses, family? What's the rest of 2018 look like for you?
2018 is, wow. I'm putting together a healing retreat here in, it's going to be in Clearwater, Florida. And it's going to end with a massive red carpet event that's going to help women rebrand completely. I say women, but it's open to men. But I think women need the extra nudge because they're all over here suffering in silence. Like, oh yeah, I can't do this by myself. Mm-hmm. But so it's for 10 people. And honestly, Sean, this is huge for me because it's something I've wanted to do for almost 2 years, but was really holding myself back from doing because I just didn't think I was at that place yet in my business. And I just took the leap. And so I'm having this retreat. It's going to end with red carpet. People are going to get awesome videos and brand photos and really just it's going to be a whole new version of them once we do some of the healing from the inside. So I've got mm-hmm. that. And then I'm actually turning the Journal to Freedom into a book series, a journal to book series. So I've got other options coming for that as well. And then
very cool.
I am just really stepping more into holding space for people who feel like they have no alternatives and they're really fighting the battle alone and don't even realize that the battle they're fighting is against themselves. So I want to really amp up my efforts and, I got a new coach as well. And so I always get excited because it's like new energy, this whole new space.
Right.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, a lot. I'm sure I'm forgetting something.
Love it.
Because I don't I'm like I'm just doing at this point. I mean the podcast
like
is
me.
Still going. Like wait, I don't even know. It's like
keep
I'm
piling
just moving
things
forward.
On. Right? You're like, yeah. Wait, there's an extra 3 minutes in my day unaccounted for. I must create a program.
Right. Yeah, so it's my husband, God love the man. He has tried so hard, like, let's get the strategy down. I want to really, like, start, like, strategically plan out the next year. I'm like, oh, honey, you're so cute. Like, he is. He's my ops guy, though. So he does an amazing
right.
job of really funneling me into certain spaces because I'm a creator and a healer. And so to actually get things done has been not a struggle for me. I get them done, but then have them polished and where they need to go. Sometimes I need that little extra help. And so knowing that though, at least one of the things that I would say the focus on this year is pulling extra resources like an online business manager to start taking mm-hmm. care of some of that stuff so that I can work a little deeper with people.
Perfect. Love it. Love the energy. Love the passion. You are definitely crushing it. And, it's been amazing to watch you the past year, you know, from when we did your show to doing this show to where, like, the things that you've created and the things that are going on. And it's just awesome to watch. So love your stuff. Love what you've got going on. Love your mission. And, just you're amazing. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you. Well, I feel the same way. I do. I think that we can only see in others really the power and the awesomeness that we have within.
Boom. Love it. So this is the moment of the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, your Facebook, products, movie, give a shout out. Whatever it is that you want the audience to do, this is your moment. The shameless plug. Go.
Well, I would say Journal to Freedom is definitely where it's at. If you're going to do anything, get the book. It's $7.99 ebook. It will absolutely transform your life. For anyone who is interested in ordering the book, I also have a special free gift that I would like to give them. So if anyone from the community does order the book, I'd ask them to message me on Facebook. Let me know they ordered the book, and then I'll send them a free gift.
Awesome. So as we close, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take that action?
One thing.
I say the same same thing. Like, when I'm on a guest on podcast, like, can you give us one business tip? I was like, I got four. Okay.
I know. You know, for you, I'll narrow it down to 10. All right. So number one.
Yeah. Here's my top 50. All right. Listen.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing for me, so I'll share this with your audience. The biggest thing for me was when everything started feeling like it was a fight, understanding that that battle is within. And so start there. Start there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to buy another part. Look, I get programs are awesome. Buy programs, right? They're great. Keep entrepreneurs in business. But if you're constantly fighting against yourself and you're finding that the programs aren't doing what you really want them to do, stop fighting yourself and start the journey within.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. I feel like as I get to each level, I find new roadblocks or I find new mental things. I'm like, why do I, like, I went to Colorado Springs and I've been speaking for a while. I've stayed at some really nice places, you know, but this really super nice hotel out in Colorado Springs. And I go to my room. I'm like, on what floor? Like all right, well, whatever. I mean, I love it when they pay, you know, for the rooms. I'm like, okay, cool. See what they got. You know, I go to the presidential suite. This double door opening thing, like I'm in Hollywood. There's like a huge love making jacuzzi tub in there. There's like a living room and like a full bed. Like it was like an apartment, this thing. And instantly I was like, why did they do that? I don't deserve that. Like, what? This is too much. Like, holy crap, you know? And my wife's like, oh no, we deserve this. Like, we deserve this. Like, we, so me and my wife had to stay in this amazing room, and then the rental car was like the brand new, like BMW, whatever sports car thing it was, convertible. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like nuts, you know? And so we literally got treated like royalty. It was awesome. And I was like, man, I don't need this. Like, I don't deserve, like, this is too much, you know? And so I started having imposter syndrome. Like, where is this coming from?
You know what, Sean? You just reminded me of something that happened to me recently. And it's all about the power of the stories in our head. And so another tip that I would love to leave your listeners with is when you have that resistance. So what I would say is pay attention to the things you're telling yourself. So I was at an event and there were all kinds of booths around and people were selling coaching. And I remember walking past one and I was like, oh, I don't need a coach. And I kind of like squealed the tires and stopped myself in my tracks. And I thought, wait a minute, I am a coach. And then and it helped me understand, well, if there's resistance then to anyone coming to me for coaching, it's because I'm putting the vibe out there of I don't need a coach. So why would they?
Right.
And it was really so powerful. So I think that if people can start to hear themselves and understand the impact of their thoughts, the power of their thoughts. Yeah, I need a coach. And the funny thing is, I have two. So I hear him saying in my mind, oh, I don't need a coach. And I have two. So, yeah, that was something. Yeah. As soon as you were saying, I'm going, yeah, you know what? And we don't even realize it sometimes that we're telling ourselves these things. And then we wonder why we can't just be happy. I'm sure you felt like a sense of guilt. It probably took you a little while to kind of step into that place, you know, and warm up to it.
Right. And I was never like, it's not something I'm used to, you know? So yeah, definitely get what you're saying. So Debbie, this has been amazing. Thank you so much. This has been so worth the wait. The energy is amazing. The vibe's amazing. I just can't say too many great things about you, 'cause we'll be here all day. So
I'm humbled. Thank you.
Love what you're doing, and I can't thank you enough for being a guest on my show.
Thank you, Sean. It was awesome.
Thank you. Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest impacting the world around her. If anything, Debbie Pace has said, go check her out at the website, www.emergewdp.com. Her Facebook business page, facebook.com/emergewdp. Connect with her. She is absolutely phenomenal, and she will get that fear out of you. As we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, Have a great night.